Hallelujah. Name is Christ. We continue sharing.
奉主圣名继续来分享。
So after, as we as counselors, after we filled with the word of God, filled with the spirit of God, filled with love, and then this is a time to build relationship with our brethren.
那作为辅导员在被神的灵、神的话、神的爱所充满之后，就开始是时候来跟弟兄姐妹建立关系。
If we try to build our relationship with our brethren before we can be filled with all those three things, then sometimes it can be very difficult.
那要是我们试图在我们被这三样事情充满之前就要来建立关系的话，会来的困难。
So that's why building relationship comes after we ourselves are close to God.
那所以建立人际关系应该是在我们建立我们与神之间关系之后来做的。
So when building relationship with our brethren,
与我们的弟兄姐妹建立关系。
What some of the things we must know and understand?
我们需要知道理解一些什么呢
？Brother Daniel,
Daniel 弟兄。
The question is, when we build relationship with our brethren, what some of the things that we must understand before we build relationship?
在我们在与对方建立关系之前，我们要首先了解一些什么样的情况，明白一些什么样的东西。
Okay, get to know what they need or what they want.
要知道他们想要什么，需要什么。
Anything else?
还有什么补充吗？
Before we build a relationship, what must we know, right? Before we can build a relationship with that brethren.
在我们要跟某位弟兄或者姐妹建立关系之前，我们首先要明白什么。
Any thought?
有任何的想法吗
？Sister Lily, any
Lily 姐妹。
Sister Tanya, any thought?
Tanya 姐妹。
We have to understand that everyone is very unique.
我们首先要明白说，他们每一位都是很特别的。
Why knowing this make it easier to build relationship with a person?
为什么要知道这一点来，然后我们来建立关系会比较好呢？
Yes. Yes.
那我们才可以来接受他们是怎样一个人。
That is very important, right?
这很重要的一点。
If everyone is unique, and then we be able to accept exactly who they are.
要是我们明白每个人都是特别的，那我们就可以来接受对方。
Of course, it doesn't mean if they are sinners and things like that, right? If they really know, they just live a life to commit a fornication, this and that. We're not talking about that.
当然，我们不是在说他们是过着一个罪人的生活。
Actually, this uniqueness is built in every one of us.
而是这种特殊性是建立在每个人的身上。
For example, when we work with children,
比如说我们在跟孩子
沟通。One children can see their parents die right in front of them, but they are fine. They're not traumatized by that. No, nothing happened.
一个孩子可以看着他们父母亲在他面前过世而不会有任何的反应。
But another child can see, like, you know, somebody, you know, kill a fly, right? Then they be traumatized all their life.
或者是另外一个孩子，他看到有人在他们面前杀死一只苍蝇，他就可以一辈子都会有阴影。
So when God created you and I,
当神建造你与我
，we are all very unique.
我们都是特别的。
And the more we understand about the uniqueness of one another, then we can accept one another as we are.
当我们可以明白我们每个人都是特别的，那我们就可以来接受那个人。
I mean, the way I am since I met my wife, I think I have not changed much. Right?
我想我自己来说，我跟我太太认识那么久，我觉得我没有改变太多。
Of course, I try to be better.
当然，我努力成为更好。
Especially the uniqueness that bother my wife a lot, right?
尤其是我有一些比较特殊的地方会让她会带给她一些烦恼。
But for her, she also must try to change to fit my uniqueness too, right?
那同时她也需要改变她来 迁就来包容我这些特别的地方。
For example, when I travel, when I travel somewhere.
比如说当我 出差到另外一个地方,
when I get home,
之后当我回来,
I need the house to be spotless.
Right?
They mean, the pillows in certain position, the chairs in certain position, everything must be, the way I want it.
每一样东西都要整整有条。
But before, when I come home, the house not this, not like this, I would get very upset.
那以前要是我回到家, 我的房子不是我想的那么整洁的时候, 我会很不高兴。
And then later on.
后来,
so every time before I come home, my wife usually, take the time to clean the house and stuff like that the way I want it.
所以后来当每一次我要出差回家, 我太太都会首先花时间把家里整理的我想要的样式。
Just like the last time I came home a little bit earlier, so I surprised her.
就好像上有一次我提前一点回家来给她一个惊喜。
And she didn't clean the house.
她没有把房子整理好。
But she said to me,
她跟我说,
why didn't you tell me? Why you need to surprise me? If you told me, I would have cleaned the house for you. Right?
你为什么要给我惊喜呢? 你要是早点告诉我, 我就可以为你,
,整理干净。 So when she said that, even though the house is not clean the way I want to be clean, I feel very joyful, right?
那当她这样跟我说的时候, 虽然家里不是那么整洁,
because I know she would have done it for me if I did not come home, secretively.
那因为我知道要是我不是那么神神秘秘的回家的话, 他会为我做这些。
So now even though the house is not the way I really want to be, especially after my parents live with us, my two nieces and nephew, the house cannot be the way I want it to be, but now I can endure it more. Right?
那所以现在房子虽然后来我父母跟我们住, 后来, 那虽然房子不是像我想要的那么一个样式或者整洁,
so when,
那我可以包容更多了。
So when we know each other's uniqueness, then we build accept each other more. And this is the way to build a good relationship.
当我们可以意识到对方的, 这种一些特殊的地方, 那我们可以越是包容对方的话。
Now when I first met my wife, right?
当我, 刚认识我太太的时候,
we went on a first date and I waited 2 hours in the car. She was late.
那我第一次跟她出去约会, 我在车里等了2个小时。
And for me, when I was brought up, I'm always on time.
那对于我来说, 我无论怎么样, 我一定是准时的人。
And even at a wedding,
即使是婚礼,
I was standing on the altar, right, and waiting for her for like an hour at a time, right? Yeah, at our wedding, I was standing waiting for her to come through the door like for an hour.
那即使是我们自己的婚礼, 我就站在, 我就站在, 礼堂这边等了她1个小时。
And that's something bothered me so much for many years. Right?
所以这方面其实很多年来一直都困扰着我。
But now, thank God, she's always on pretty much on time.
那感谢神, 她现在其实大部分时候都很准时。
And even for me, I don't get too so crazy anymore. If we're not on time, right? If she's not on time.
那对于我自己来说, 要是她有时候不准时, 我也不会那么, 不高兴。
And why? After 17 years of knowing one another, actually we know each other's uniqueness.
因为, 彼此认识17年之后, 我们都知道彼此的, 与众不同。
She is unique, I'm unique.
我们每个人都有自己的特别之处。
And then if we be able to accept each other's uniqueness, then we'll be fine.
要是我们可以接受彼此的独到之处, 那我们就可以很好的相处。
Why? Because when we accept one another the way we are, this is love.
我们可以包容接受对方, 现有的样式, 那就是一种爱。
So when we develop a relationship with our brothers and sisters,
当我们与弟兄姐妹建立关系,
this is the first thing we should know about them, that hey, this brother is very unique, right?
那首先我们就要意识到, 这个人很特别,
or that sister is very unique.
这个弟兄或者这个姐妹很特别。
So when I build relationship with them, I can only expect so much.
那当我开始跟他们, 交流, 建立关系的时候, 那我的期望值就会只是到一定的程度。
For example, some people are very gifted in evangelism.
比如说有一些人很, 在传福音上很有恩赐。
So they want to mobilize the whole church to evangelize.
他们希望可以调动整个教会来传福音。
And anyone who do not want to evangelize, or they are not good brother and sister.
那任何要是不想传福音的, 他们就不是好的弟兄姐妹。
It cannot be like this.
其实不是这样。
The whole body cannot be an eye, right?
不是, 整个身体不能每一部分都是眼睛。
Can you imagine God created us and the whole body, all we have is an eye? That's quite ugly.
我们可以想象神创造我们，然后整个身体都是眼睛吗？
So some people in church, they are very gifted in evangelism.
有些人在教会在传福音上很有恩赐。
But some people are gifted in pastoring.
有些在牧养方面很有。
And we cannot compare these two. If that brother is not evangelist, if that brother is not pastor, they must be, you know, they must do not want to serve God.
那不能说哦，这个人他不想来传福音，他们就不能服侍神。
So things like this, if you don't understand each other's uniqueness, it would be very difficult to build relationship with one another.
要是我们不能明白彼此之间的独到之处的特殊性的时候，很难建立人际关系。
Now, if you want to build a relationship,
那现在当我们来建立关系
，what one thing we really must learn to do?
有怎么样的一件事情是我们一定要学习做到的呢
？When we build a relationship with a person, right?
当我们与人建立人际的关系
，what one thing is a must that we must do?
有什么样一件事情是我们必须做到的呢？
Sister Jennifer, any thought? If we want to build a relationship, what one characteristic that we must have to be able to build a good relationship?
要与人建立人际关系，有怎么样一样自己我们的特性是一定要有的呢
？Okay, humility. Okay.
谦卑。
Okay, humility. Okay, that's always good, right? That humility is also a good way to build a relationship, right?
谦卑是在建立人际关系上很重要的一环。
What else?
还有什么呢？
Love, okay.
爱心
okay. Respect, okay.
尊重
okay. What is it? Oh, we learn how to scratch the itches, okay. if they're itchy, you must be able to scratch them.
Oh, okay. 可以知道他们哪里痒可以帮他们搔痒。
What about the itch is in the wrong location?
要是有些痒的地方我们碰不到的就不要去碰了。
Really, what make a person be able to build a good relationship?
我们要有怎么样一个特性可以
去跟人建立人际关系。And be able to, you know, to be humble, all this quality is good. But it's one thing that we must know if we want to build a relationship, right?
爱心谦卑的心都很重要但是有一样东西我们必须知道、
okay.
一个聆听的心而且不会去论断人
You know sometimes when I'm like I'm on an airplane and I'm just walking and people just talk to me right
有时候譬如说我在飞机上那旁边的人都会跟我讲话
And then I'm just you know I'm just there Right, just and they keep talking and talking and talking, right?
那我人在那边，对方一直在讲啊讲。
And why they keep talking to me?
为什么他们一直在讲呢
？What's that? You're smiling, okay? You're smiling.
是不是因为你一直在微笑呢
actually, listening is the most important thing when developing a relationship.
聆听在人际关系上，是很重要的一环。
So any husband that know how to listen to your wife, this means you are a great husband.
任何的丈夫，要是你懂得去聆听你的妻子的话，就是好丈夫。
Because most husbands do not know how to listen to their wives.
因为大部分的丈夫都不太懂得如何去聆听你们的太太。
So in any relationship,
在任何的人际关系上
if we talk to a person,
当我们与人交谈
and we sit there and listen to them,
我们坐在那边听他们讲
they would love to talk to us.
他们就会很喜欢跟我们讲话其实就是这么一样
Because nowadays no one has time to listen to anyone anymore, right?
现在每个人都很忙碌没有时间去聆听对方
So that's why the first thing we must do to build a relationship we must listen to our brethren.
所以在我们人际关系上第一点很重要的就是要聆听我们的弟兄姐妹
If we cannot listen to our brethren there's no way we can build a good relationship
要是没有聆听就没有办法建立人际关系
And I'm sure many of you experienced this before
我想在座的很多都经历过这一点
A good listener can build all kinds of relationship
一个很好的聆听者可以建立各种的人际关系
Let's go to John chapter 8 verse 7
让我们来看约翰福音第八章第七节
John chapter 8 verse 7
约翰福音第八章第七节
So when they continue asking him, he raised himself up and said to them, He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first.
第七节，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。
So we know that during this time, the Pharisee and the scribe brought a woman who were caught right-handed in adultery.
我们知道当时文士跟法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人。
So during this time, they proceed to talk to our Lord Jesus Christ and ask him questions.
那时候他们把他带到耶稣面前问他问题。
And verse 5 they said, Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say?
第五节，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把她怎样呢？
Why during this time our Lord Jesus Christ sat there, wrote on the ground, and just listening to the crowd?
为什么耶稣在当时只是就坐在、就坐在那里，就低着头在地上画字，然后聆听着他们呢？
Because he knows without listening to them,He can never, right, be able to give him advice for them to listen.
因为他知道没有聆听就没有办法给建议。
For example, you know, when we are doing the TTP, the senior minister that teaches us.
比如说，当我们在神学院上课的时候，年长的传道给我们上课。
If you go to a new church, relocate to a new church.
当去到当会搬到一个新教会的时候
，Never try to implement new things right away.
不要试图着立刻就要去执行一些新的措施。
You must be there to listen to what's going on, to see and listen what's going on in that church.
你一定要去观察、去聆听教会是怎样的一个状况。
Only in the process of time, then you can give advice and put some, you know, implement some new things.
只有是随着时间的过去，慢慢的才可以给出一些建议。
Why? Because if we don't listen to the complete story, then our advice to the person we are counseling can never be a sound advice.
因为没有好好聆听完对方整个故事的时候，很难给出一个很好的建议。
When we listen to a person,
当我们听别人讲话。
What kind, you know, how do we know that we are listening to them? How do we know we make them know that we are listening to them?
我们怎么知道我们是有在聆听？我们如何让对方知道我们是在聆听呢？
Brother Eli, how do other people know that we are listening to them?
Eli 弟兄，怎么样别人会知道我们在听他们讲话呢？
Yes, how do we, you know, for example, when we talk to a person, how do we want them to know that we are listening?
所以当我们跟对方聊天的时候，我们希望对方知道我们是在听的。眼神接触。
Yes, first thing, eye contact, right?
眼神接触。
Actually, if you talk to a person, imagine Eli talk to you, right? Hey, Eli, how you doing?
Right? 比如说我在跟Eli弟兄讲话，我却是头转去另外一边的话。
Because I'm talking, I must look at you to talk to you, right?
我跟你讲话，我就是要对着你讲话。
But if we talk somewhere else like this mean, you know,Of course, how can you listen to a person without looking at them?
不对着那个人的话，很难去跟那个人讲话。
Okay, and what else?
还有什么呢？
Eye contact.
除了眼神接触之外。
Yes.
可以重复那个人所讲的。
So be able to repeat what they have mentioned to us.
他对于对方跟我们讲的话，我们可以重述。
And this is very important.
这也很重要。
That's why I said when you know when wives ask the husband, "Are you listening?" and you say yes, and then you say, "What did I say?" and you have no idea. This means you're not listening.
当太太问丈夫，你有在听吗？丈夫说有。那我刚才讲了什么？但是对方讲不出来的时候，那就是没有在听。
So if a spouse said, okay, are you listening? You say, yes. And then what did I say? Then you'd be able to say something that I said. This means you're golden, right? This means you're really a good listener.
但是要是对方问我到底刚才讲了什么，你可以重述的话，那代表你有在听。
It's even better if you'd be able to repeat things that she said that she doesn't remember that she said, right? That's even better.
要是你可以重复一些她已经忘记她讲过什么的，甚至更好。
Right, honey? Right, huh? Sometimes it's very important to build this kind of relationship, right?
有时候这种人际关系很重要。
What else? How? What else do we do? Okay, besides eye contact, then be able to repeat what people say.
除了眼神接触，可以重述对方所讲的话，还有什么其他的各方面呢？ 不要论断对方。
Okay, actually, when you listen to a person, right, if you, you know, of course, you listen if you have a judgmental way of listening, but now we're just talking about listening, right? How do we know they're listening? Of course, when we give advice or make judgment, we are listening. That's why we'll be able to make the judgment, right?
像在聆听方面有很多种的聆听，有一种就是会带着一种判断性的聆听，但是其实这也是一种，我们有听到对方讲的话。
What other things can we think of, you know, to be able to know if a person listen to us or not?
还有什么其他方式啊，可以让对方知道我们是在聆听的呢？
Yes, ask questions, right?
提问题。
Ask question is very important.
问问题很重要。
Why? Because if we don't ask question, this means we are not listening.
没有问问题就代表我们没有在听。
But it's not always the case.
但也不是啊。一般性是这样。
But just to make other people feel comfortable, you ask them question. Oh, is that right? That's what, you know, this and that, right?
只是通过问问题可以让对方更愿意的去继续谈下去。
And one more thing that's very important to let people know that we are listening.
还有一样很重要的，可以让对方知道我们在聆听。
One more thing, we must be able to remember, right? The following week, the following month. This is very important.
还有就是在一个星期一个月之后我们还记得。
So in other words, if next week we see the same fellow brethren and then we talk to these brethren and we say, how was last week? You know, how was the situation that you shared me last week? This is very comforting to that person.
要是一个星期过后我们可以再回来问这个弟兄或者姐妹那件上个礼拜怎么样了，那些事情怎么样，这样子其实可以给他们带来很大的安慰。
No, yesterday I went to get the car appraised, right? There's a little bit scratches on the side to get it appraised.
昨天我把车子带去估价，因为车子被刮花了。
And the last time I went there, I took the minivan to get it fixed.
那上一次我是带另外一台车子去同样的地方。
So when I was leaving, the guy said, "Oh, how is the Sienna, right? The minivan?"
那当我要离开的时候，那里工作的人就问我说，你的 Sienna 怎么样了？我另外一台车。
Wow, this guy remember me during that time, right?
我就觉得哦，那个人还记得我。
But in reality, just look at his computer, you know, look at the thing that he know that I brought the Sienna there before, right?
那其实他只要看看电脑就一清二楚了。
But he made the effort to say that. The minute he made the effort to say that, even I share with my wife, she's like, oh, he remember you from the last time, right? Because it makes a lot of impact.Because people remember us.
但是即使这样，他还是有努力去提起这件事情，让人觉得说他有记得。
Sometimes as minister, this is my weak point, right?
作为传道人，我觉得这是我的弱点之处。
Because we talk to so many members, sometimes we get mixed up the story, right? This story, that story, mixed up together. So when we talk to that, you know, brethren again, we have no idea which story belongs to them, right?
作为传道人，我们跟太多的弟兄姐妹聊过天，那有时候故事都会有参差，会混在一起，所以当有时候讲话的时候都不知道是到底是哪一个事情。
So, quite often you have to be very embarrassed, like, oh, what happened to you again last week?
So 有时候要包容一下我。
But that's not a good way of doing things.
那当然这不是最好的方法。
But sometimes it's very difficult to be able to, you know, have a face of that person and the story to go with them, right? Every single week is very difficult.
有时候你要记住这个人的脸，还要记住他所讲的东西，有时候很难。
But we have to know that listening is not the same as agreeing.
我们要知道聆听不代表就是同意。
So for sure that Jesus was listening to the scribe and Pharisee.
在这里我们知道耶稣有在听文士跟法利赛人讲话。
It doesn't mean that he agreed with them.
但是不代表说他认同他们的说法。
So in other words, listening is always a very positive thing.
因此，聆听是一件很正面的事。
I'm not talking about listening to false doctrines and things like that, right?
当然，我不是在讲说，听那些一些异端或者假的道理。
But when we sit down with a fellow brethren,
但是当我们坐下来跟弟兄姐妹聊天
，and just sit down and listen,
坐下来聆听
，we always can benefit from it.
我们都常常会受到造就。
And the person who's speaking always can benefit from us listening to them.
那在诉说的那个人也可以从我们的聆听当中会得到造就。
But it's not the same thing as agreeing.
但是这并不代表我们认同同意。
Because agreeing is when we be able to put forth our opinion, our ideas after we listening.
认同同意是在我们会讲出自己的意见在聆听之后的事。
And don't let our feelings block our ears.
不要让我们让这种一些感觉来蒙蔽了我们的耳朵。
I think these are very difficult things for us when we try to talk to one another.
我想这是当我们彼此交谈时候很大的一个障碍。
For example, if someone, you know, tell us a story that, you know, that something is going on with them in their life.
比如说有人跟我们分享他们生活当中遭受的一些事情。
And they, you know, share with us something that is very, I guess, very hurtful or very painful.
或许他们是分享一些很痛苦的事。
And the minute we, you know, bring that painful and hurtful inside of us, then our expression will show like, oh, I don't want to listen to this anymore.
那 当这些故事到我们听到这些感觉到我们身上，我们的脸部会有表情出来，好像说我们不想再听下去的话。
Even though we do not say this, I don't want to listen anymore. But by our body, right? By the motion or the gesture of our body, they can tell that we don't want to listen anymore.
即使我们没有说出来，但是靠着我们的肢体语言，他们会感觉到我们不想再听下去。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
我们来看箴言。
Chapter 21.
二十一章。
Proverbs 21.
箴言二十一章。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Whoever shut his ears to cry of the poor will also cry himself and not be heard.
塞耳不听穷人哀求的，他将来呼求也不蒙应允。
In other words, we're not willing to listen.
换句话来说，当我们不愿意去聆听
，then the person that we want to advise, they also would not listen to us.
那一位我们想辅导的对象也不会听我们讲
的。Of course, sometimes as an adult,
作为成年人
，when we do counseling to the younger people,
我们要辅导年轻人。
Of course, as adult, we know that we know more than the younger people.
作为成年人，我们知道我们懂得比那些年轻人多。
But that does not stop us from listening.
但是不要让这个来阻止我们来聆听。
So when young people talk to us,
当青少年来跟我们聊天的时候
，we should allow them to stress themselves.
我们要容许他们来表达自己。
And let them talk, let them talk, let them talk.
让他们一直的讲啊讲。
Then afterward we can give advice.
那到最后我们才来给建议。
But the minute the young people say something, then we stop. Okay.I know where you're going to go. I know what you know. Now this is what you need to do. That's not the way to develop relationship.
那要是青少年才刚开了个头，我们就说我知道你要讲什么下去，你该这样，那这样没有办法建立一个好的人际关系。
But when people talk and we sit there to listen to them,
当他们在讲，我们在聆听。
And the minute we begin to hear them, then when we give advice, the people who's talking.Be able to take our advice. Why? Because we dare to listen to them.
当我们愿意聆听的时候，他们也会愿意聆听我们的建议。
So in other words, effective counseling is not about only the talking part.
因此，一个有效的辅导并不是只是注重在讲话的那部分。
Effective counseling all has to do with the listening part.
因此，有效的辅导还注重在聆听的部分。
When we are good listeners,
当我们是一个很好的聆听者
，our advice will be very sound.
我们的建议会是好的建议。
Not only our advice will be very sound, but also the people who we are advising will be able to see us that we are listening. No wonder he can give me this good advice.
不仅如此，那聆听诉说的人，他们也会觉得我们会给出这么好的建议，是因为我们有在聆听。
And the next thing, we must understand what people say.
第二点就是我们要明白他们讲的是什么样。
It doesn't mean if you know if a person speaks Chinese and I'm not able to speak Chinese, then I cannot understand what they say. That's not what we mean.
不是说对方讲中文，那我听不懂中文，那我就听不懂他们在讲什么。
Understanding what people say, this means what is in their heart, what are they saying in their heart, then we can this is a true understanding.
而是说当他们讲什么的时候我们可以明白他们的心那这就是一种真的理解
Let's go to Luke chapter 10
让我们来看路加福音第十章
10:42
四十二节
Luke chapter 10 verse 42
路加福音第十章四十二节
Luke 10:42
路加福音第十章四十二节
Actually let's start from verse 38.
让我们从三十八节开始。
Let's see if we understand what Martha is saying.
让我们来看看我们是否可以明白马大到底在讲什么。
Verse 38.
三十八节。
Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. Verse 39.
三十九节。
And she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Verse 40.But Martha was distracted with my serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me. So here, when our Lord Jesus Christ visited the house of Martha and Mary,
在这里耶稣去去访问马大跟玛利亚的家里。
And Martha, she was distracted with my serving.
马大当时是很愁烦的在忙着去侍奉。
So she approached our Lord Jesus Christ.
她来到主耶稣面前。
And she said to him,
她对他说，
Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone?
主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？
Therefore, tell her to help me.
请吩咐她来帮助。
So what is Martha's feeling right now? What's her understanding? If we were Lord Jesus Christ and listening to her comment or her statement, what do we understand about Martha's?
要是我们是耶稣基督的话，马大这样讲，我们可以感受到他当时是怎么样的一种感觉。我觉得马大她是家中的姐姐，所以当时对于她来说，因为要来招待耶稣，所以她主要觉得首要做的就是要把桌子各方面这种东西伺候的东西要弄好。那同时她当时当耶稣在跟玛利亚讲话的时候，她插嘴进来，其实就是有一种好像要主导 的角色，要打断这个团契，这个对话要成为一个主导的地位。
So why did Martha say what she said?
为什么马大会讲她讲的这些话呢？为什么她要讲这些话呢？
Because she want to dominate the fellowship, what you say?
是因为她想要主导吗？
Uncle?
那是因为玛利亚马大不清楚玛利亚要聆听耶稣讲话的这个重要性，他所看到只是自己服事上面的这些重担，他只看到这方面他的需要跟重要性。
So when we look at the way our Lord Jesus Christ answered Martha,
我们看耶稣对马大的回答。
And it said in verse 42,
在四十二节。
But one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part.Which will not be taken away from her.
但是不可少的只有一件，玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分，是不能夺去的。
In other words, when Martha said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell her to help me."
马大说："主啊，我的妹子留下我一个人伺候，你不在意吗？请吩咐她来帮助我。
"But our Lord Jesus Christ answered in such a manner that, "But one thing is needed."And Mary had chosen that good part which will not be taken away from her. So what is our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, saying to Martha? And what is he understanding of what Martha is thinking?
从耶稣的回答42节，我们可以看出， 耶稣对于马大这样说，这样子的说话，他是怎么样去理解马大的？
Did he answer the problem that Martha has?
他有回答马大的问题吗？
So if, for example, if maybe someone said to us, "Do you not care that you know my sister has, you know, has left me to serve alone? Therefore, tell to help me." Then, okay, let me. Hey, you're her sister. Go and help, right?
比如说，要是有人来到我们这边，跟我们说，你难道不在意只有我的妹妹留下我一个人在这边忙？你不会在意吗？那可能我们都会说你要去帮忙。
But the way that our Lord Jesus Christ answered her, what does this mean? What's going on inside her heart?
那通过耶稣的回答，我们可以知道其实马大的心里面是怎么一回事呢？
Anyone? Okay, she's complaining, yes.
她是在抱怨。
What's that?
Imbalance, 不平衡。
Imbalance in the sense that
觉得他是心里面有一点不平衡的情绪，就是看看我妹妹坐在这边，但是所有的工作都是我来做。也许其实马大也想坐在那边，但是他却要做现在的工作。
It seemed the way our Lord Jesus Christ answered her.
从耶稣的回答
，that Martha felt that one, you know, the thing that she does maybe is more important than Mary sitting at his feet listening to his word.
好像。马大觉得他现在所做的比玛利亚坐在那边的事情来得更为重要。
But our Lord Jesus Christ said to him,
但是耶稣对他说
，Actually, Mary the one have chose the better thing to do.
玛利亚已经选择了那上好的福分。
But it doesn't mean that serving Jesus is something that is not good.
那不是说伺候耶稣就不是一个好的事情。
But if you complain about what you're doing and thinking that what you're doing is better,then what Mary is doing, then you are wrong.
但是你为自己所做的来抱怨，然后觉得自己所做的比玛利亚所做的来得更好，那就是错误的。
Because if you go to John chapter 12,
请让我们来看约翰福音十二章。
John chapter 12.
约翰福音十二章。
This chapter 12 verse 2.
第二节。
There they make him a supper at Martha's serve.
有人在那里给耶稣预备宴席，马大伺候。
You can see Martha continue to serve.
我们可以看到马大是继续在那边伺候。
But now inwardly she knows that actually serving is also very good, and Mary sitting listening to the word of God is also good.
但是在她心里面，她明白，在那边伺候耶稣是好的，玛利亚在那边聆听也是好的。
So in other words, when we sit down and listen to our brothers and sisters.
换句话来说，当我们坐下来聆听我们的弟兄姐妹。
When we say that we must understand what they say.
当我们说我们要明白他们所说的。
We must pay attention to the message, not to the messenger.
我们要注意要留意的是他们所讲出来的话语，而不是讲话的那个人。
Because sometimes a person who speaks and share the concern, sometimes they don't know what's going on with them.
因为在分享跟我们分享他们的故事，那个人可能他们自己也不太清楚他们周遭所发生的事。
Let's go to Proverbs chapter 29.
让我们来看箴言二十九章。
Proverbs 29.
箴言二十九章。
Verse 11.
十一节。
29 verse 11.
箴言二十九章十一节。
A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back.
愚莽人怒气全发，智慧人忍气含怒。
So in other words, when we look at this point,
当我们看到这一点，
if we pay attention to the message and not to the messenger,
当我们是注意讲的话的内容，而不是讲话的人的话，
so this means we must listen to them very carefully.
那我们就要很专注的来聆听他们所讲的话，
and not you know, not just like when people speak, all we do is just hear what they say verbally, but hear what they say inside their hearts and inside their mind.
当我们聆听的时候，不要只单单听字面，而是要听到他们所讲的内容的深处到他们的心里面。
Anybody have any question pertaining to that?
在这方面，大家有任何的问题吗
？Any thought?
有任何的想法吗
？Yeah. Yes.
那我想在像马大玛利亚这个的例子当中，在如何分配时间上也是一个很重要的。那像玛利亚，她选择在聆听耶稣跟耶稣讲话，那她得到了上好的福分。那在后来，当耶稣再来的时候，她才可以拿出那个香膏来抹耶稣的脚。
We all know that listening to the word of God is the best thing we can do.
我们知道聆听神的道是我们可以做的最好的事。
But someone have to stay in the kitchen and cook also.
但是我们也知道有人要在厨房帮忙煮饭。
So that's why we assign different groups, different weeks. Why? Because yes, sometimes we don't choose the best. I mean, that is cooking. But then that's why most of the time we sit in a chapel to listen to the word of God.
因此教会才会安排很多的小组。那有时候可以帮忙煮饭，有时候可以在会堂里面听到。
So on the end, be able to balance out.
那最后各方面才可以平衡。
But for sure, be able to sit down and listen to the word of God is the best choice that we can make.
那当然，可以坐下来聆听神的道是最好的。
Thank you. I see our time is up. It's already 5:00.
我们时间到了，已经5:00。
Our next session will be from 5:10 to 6 is prayer session.
我们5:10到6:00是祷告会。
Let's bow hand pray in silence.
让我们一起低头默祷。
Amen.
Amen.